Bush had everyone called him Jay, and at age 85, and he was a beloved husband for 59 years to Laura Weaver, Seacard, passed away suddenly October 20th, 2011 in Pasadena, Texas. He was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 1926. He served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. He was a graduate of Louisiana State University in chemical engineering and brought his family to Pasadena in 1956 when he joined the startup of the Chelsny, I hope I pronounced that correctly, plastics plant on the Battleground Road. His community service included membership in the Pasadena JCs, United Fund Area Chairman, and many years of work precinct chairman and election judge. He was a life member of the Knights of Columbus, Council number 3700, and had served with several environmental organizations, a longtime amateur radio operator, and a member of ARRL. He volunteered his services during hurricanes when there was no other communications and regularly participated with several radio networks, including Aries, Texas CW, and the 7290 Traffic Net. He was the proud recipient of the 7290 Viper Fist Award in 2011 in recognition of CW excellence. He retired from BASF Chemical Corporation, Freeport, in January 1996 at age 70. Proceeding in his death by his sons, Jay Whitney, Seacard III, and Frank Skippy McNellis, survived by daughters Catherine Seacard Hera, Barbara McNellis Peacock, and husband Larry. Sons Christopher Seacard, Tom Seacard, Jennifer McNellis, and wife Vicky. 13 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Jay and Laura have been advocates for the fundraising efforts by the Pasadena Public Library and would welcome any contributions in his memory made to the library. A memorial service, and I think it's already been held, at St. Pius the Fifth Church in Pasadena. Date and time pending, but I think it's already taken place. I knew Jay by phone mostly. He was one of the we had back at the time I was net manager. We had a bulletin manager, and Jay was one of his assistants. I'd like to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you will join with me now in prayer for Jay and the family, we just lift Jay and family up to the Lord at this time. We especially want to lift the family up, Lord, during their sorrows. We pray, Lord, that you'll just go with them during this time. And now in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. And that'll conclude today's service, and back to net in 5 and EV. he was one of the great hams of today in 5NEV.
He will be missed. Appreciate that, Ray, very much. Very well done. Very very eloquently stated.
Thank you, Ray. K5AZK.
AZK, Joanne, would you like to add anything to that?
I'm sorry, I doubled with you. Just thank you, Ray. I appreciate it. I really do. K5AZK.
Okay, Joanne. Thank you very much. And 5NEV.
Joanne, you said you recorded that. Are you going to have that on the website?
Well, we can, I guess. I hadn't thought about it, but I will see what we can do. We're going to get it to the family also, but I'll see what I can do about putting it on the website along beside his obituary.
Okay, well, I just didn't know when you said you were going to record it. I wasn't sure what you were going to do with it. I appreciate that very much.
We'll get it to his family here today, probably. Thank you, Ron. K5AZK.
All right, break with the K5AZK. This is Alpha Echo 5, Victory